Well, finally, the Memorial Day long weekend, which kicks off summer, is right around the corner, and businesses on Cape Cod are ramping up for what they hope will be a busy vacation and tourist season. Increases in rental prices and advanced bookings have many there expecting lots of tourist dollars this year. We spoke about it with the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce CEO, Wendy Northcross, who said there's lots of optimism.
The pricing has recovered from the deep recession of, you know, 6-7 years ago, and the economy is back. You know, we're in our sixth year of recovery. Jobs are now returning, which has been a key. Pricing has certainly been a little bit of a factor for the local business success, but really you look at consumer confidence. You look at how many people we have to draw from. There's 49 million people plus that live within a day's drive of Cape Cod. So we have a big pool to pull from.
Are you finding prospective vacationers booking earlier than normal, so far anyway, in this spring? And if so, what do you think is driving that?
Well, I think people know if they want to get their favorite place right on the beach, they have to do that sooner rather than later. What's interesting in New England is when we get a big snowstorm, our web traffic starts to spike because people maybe are stuck at home thinking about their summer vacations, so they start doing the research in snowstorms.
You were talking earlier about how the Cape is close to so many vacationers, millions, an easy drive to Cape Cod. That's some of the draw, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we ask our visitors every year, why did you choose Cape Cod? The beach is the number one answer, 559 miles of coastline. And then the next best answer is because it's close by. They would rather spend more of their time here than getting to their vacation. And then what's really exciting to us, which I take as an economic indicator as well, is JetBlue has just announced direct service from JFK Airport in New York City to Hyannis, and that starts later in June.
Those, of course, are regional travelers, but you've also been marketing to foreign travelers, the Japanese, the Europeans.
Absolutely, because the international travel is where we have made our gains in the tourism industry.
Tourism-related businesses have, in the past, had a hard time finding workers to staff those businesses seasonally. And I know that Cape Cod businesses have done outreach this year internationally to find folks to come here and work for the summer. How's that going?
Well, that is a long-term dilemma for Cape Cod, actually. We have the oldest population in New England. Cape Cod is a phenomenal retirement destination. Employers have become very adept at finding the help that they need in a variety of ways, and it comes in three different ways. You have your domestic worker, the J-1 visa student that's here, international college student that's here for cultural exchange, and then we do have the H-2B visa program. That's the unskilled temporary worker that will come from countries like Jamaica, Eastern Europe.
It felt like by the end of last season, there were as many stories in the news about sharks off Cape Cod beaches as there were other summer stories about Cape Cod. In hindsight, do the shark stories help or hurt? Did they keep people away, or did they bring the curious to the Cape?
You know, the short answer is sharks have been good for business. The longer answer is they're back full time. The seals, which are the preferred food for the sharks, are a protected species, and they love our Cape Cod beaches. Like I said, Cape has a lot of beaches. Not every beach has seals. Not every beach has sharks. But yeah, we've gotten a lot of attention. Sharks have been here about the last 5 years, and we don't anticipate them going away anytime soon.
Well, good luck with that, Wendy.
Thank you.
Wendy Northcross, Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce CEO, speaking to us about the Cape this summer. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.